The Han Dynasty. One of the rebels who helped overthrow the Qin Dynasty was a talented ruler named Liu Bang. By 202 BC, Liu Bang won out over his rivals and became emperor of China. Born a peasant, Liu Bang became the first emperor of a new dynasty, the Han. Liu Bang created a stable government, but one that was less harsh than Shi Huangdi's. Stable governments were a feature of the Han Dynasty, which lasted for about 400 years. Han rulers realized that they needed educated people to work in the government. They set up the civil service system based on Confucianism to meet that need. Wu Di, the warrior emperor. In 140 BC, Liu Bang's great-grandson Wu Di came to power. Under Wu Di, the Han Dynasty reached its greatest power. About 15 years old when he took the throne, Wu Di ruled for more than 50 years. Wu Di's main interests were war and military matters. In fact, his name means warrior emperor. He made improvements to Shi Huangdi's Great Wall. He also strengthened the army. By the end of Wu Di's reign, Chinese rule stretched west into Central Asia, east into present-day Northern and Central Korea, and south into present-day Vietnam. The end of the Han Empire. The great emperor Wu Di died in 87 BC. China's stability and prosperity continued under later Han emperors. Many new ideas and technologies developed. But over time, the empire began to weaken. A series of very young emperors, one was only 100 days old, ruled the empire. People within the government struggled for power over these young emperors. While they struggled, no one paid attention to running the empire. Roads and canals fell into disrepair. As the rule of the emperors weakened, warlords, local leaders of armed groups, gained power. The last Han emperor was kept in power by one such warlord, named Cao Pei. At first, Cao Pei tried to control the empire through the emperor. In AD 220, he declared an end to the Han dynasty. In its place, he set up his own Wei dynasty. However, the Wei dynasty had control only over parts of northern China. It ended after about 50 years, and China broke up into a number of smaller kingdoms. Reading check. What happened in AD 220?